Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Miss Into Podcast.
The Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast, talking all things, Kelly. And to you.
Here is Jeremy and Pam.
And welcome to a new episode of Miss Into Podcast, the Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast. Jeremy.
And my name is Pam, and we're back today with our latest fantasy draft, which we haven't, I don't think we've done in...
about a year.
It was about a year.
Yeah.
We're doing a new kind of fantasy draft this time around. We're going to be doing one that is like duets slash collaborations. So
yeah,
it's a very large list of songs and performances we can choose from because it's both recorded and live stuff. So it is fair game.
Yeah, we're definitely throwing the playbook out the window this week for our fantasy draft because it is such a weirdly different kind of draft. We decided that we wanted to bring in some former guests of the podcast who know kind of how this thing runs. And so we want to welcome back, first and foremost, our fashion correspondent, Rob.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. I think all of these rules that I've made up for this game are the thing that will finally get me kicked off this show.
Oh yeah, Rob thought of every single category. So, and we had to trim down two of them. So you'll see.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a wild draft today. Let's go to our second guest. Welcome back, our friend Chelsea. Hello, Chelsea.
How are you guys?
Hi, Chelsea. Chelsea Good. Is the encyclopedia and knows every interview, everything, and I want her brain.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
And last but certainly not least, our returning Kelly Trivia champion, Nicole!
Hey!
Hey! Hi, Nicole! Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, I forgot. The two of you mm-hmm. were competing against each other in
yes.
Don't Let Me Stump You. I forgot about that.
I'm glad I don't have That's to go right. against Chelsea, though, again, in the trivia portion. I know, but that was crazy. Come from behind victory.
I know.
I was terrible at the first part.
Which we learned at the beginning of this season was one of some people's favorite moments was the competitiveness of that particular Don't Let Me Stump You. So we're really excited to have all of you guys back for our duets slash collab fantasy draft. Pam, I'm going to let you sort of explain a little bit of how this draft sort of came to be.
I'm going to let Rob say that because this was not my idea.
I was going to give you like the ability to like
thank you
shield Rob from all of the vitriol that will come his way for people
you
thinking
know
that
what?
This is a wild way to draft.
I assume all responsibility and like honestly I don't care. Let's talk about it. Like we had this idea kind of as a group like oh that would be funny to do a fantasy draft of like all her duets because she was doing a bunch of duets at some point that made us sort of like start snowballing. And so I think instead of doing actual work one day, I started doing categories. And then it's just started like spitballing ideas back and forth among the group of us. And I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go.
I don't either. We have 11 categories, which is a lot. It's a lot.
Yes.
There were more.
There were more, but we had to cut it down a bit. But the thing about a lot of these is like a lot of songs or performances could in theory fall into multiple categories, but they're only allowed to be used once.
Yep.
Kind of.
There was a table rule that we came up with yesterday or the day before that a song can be used more than once if the duet partner is different.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Don't you want to stay rules?
Don't you want to stay rules? I was thinking like, baby, it's cold outside, but that works too.
That works too.
All right,
so let's run down the categories. Pam, do you have the categories in front of you or do I need to run them down?
I have them. They're not in Rob's order, but I don't know if that matters.
No, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, here are the categories. We have recorded, so any song that was professionally recorded, released on an album, single, whatever. We have on tour, self-explanatory, talk show, so anything from the Kelly Clarkson show, the voice slash duets, the duets, the TV show from 2012, I believe.
Yep.
Christmas, so any Christmas things that she's done with a duet partner. American Idol from Justin to Kelly with Reba. So that really could be anything. Country specific. So it has to be specifically within the country genre. We have like a miscellaneous live category. So that could be some live event that isn't maybe not tour. We could be a award show, some TV special, whatever that might be. And then we have movies / soundtrack. So.
And one final category.
A bonus category, which could be whatever you want that is left over. So.
Back in the day, they might call that potpourri.
Potpourri. I like that.
Yes. Before we got started today, we did a random duck race to find out who was going to be drafting where. And in that duck race, our winner was Rob. So Rob is going to draft first, followed by Chelsea, followed by me, and then Nicole, and then Pam has the fifth and final draft position. Now, as always, we do a snake-style draft, so it will go Rob, Chelsea, Jeremy, Nicole, Pam, Pam, Nicole, Jeremy, Chelsea, Rob, Rob, Chelsea, Jeremy, and so on. So the other big caveat is that since we don't have round numbers, we have round categories, our players are allowed to jump around categories whenever they want. So if people think that an American Idol song is going to be hotly contested, they can pick that song first. Or if they think that a recorded song is going to be hotly contested, they can do that one first. It doesn't matter. We can do whatever we want. We're keeping track of who's got what. And hopefully the players are keeping track of all their various categories as well. And then when we get done, we will post the results on our social media. And you, the listener, get to decide who had the best duet / collab fantasy draft.
Let's go.
All right.
Here's the thing. No one can fix sober.
Well, no, you're right. You're right. There's never been a duet of sober, so sober won't be on this list.
Sober will not be on the list. All right, Rob.
All right, so Rob, that means you're on the clock. You have the very first pick in our duets collab draft.
All right, so I'm of two minds with my first pick because I want to pick the category that has the least songs to choose from, but I also want to like screw over Pam. So, like, what do I do?
Come on. I'm a good person.
I know. Yeah. So, I'm not going to do
that. There are no friends in fantasy draft.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick from my movie category first.
Okay.
My movie / soundtrack. And I'm going to go with Love Goes On with Aloe Black. Because it also was my fantasy pick last time. I love that song.
I knew you were going to pick that.
I love it so much. So, I'm glad I have it.
That was going to be my top choice for that one.
So that is off the table.
All right. So Rob has made his choice. All right, Chelsea, you have the second pick in our draft. What would you like to take in from what category?
Okay. So I'm going to go in order and I'm going to say go from recorded and I'm going to say Secondhand Heart.
Chelsea's going for violence today.
Oh.
I love that song.
I know, me too.
It's such a good song. All right, I've got the third choice. I'm trying to decide if my song, this one song that I picked for one of the categories, is going to be popular enough that somebody else is going to steal it, or if I can hold on to it for a while. I think I might just go ahead and steal it now. I believe this is going to go into the... It could either go into the On Tour, or it could go into the... Did we say miscellaneous live could also just be concerts?
Unless it's like only if it's someone else's concert.
What's the concert?
Okay.
Yeah. Like if it's a Kelly show, she's headlining, I would put it on tour.
Okay. I would count the residency as on tour.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right. So then I'm going to go with the On Tour and I'm taking The Man I'll Never Find.
I knew it.
That was my pick.
I'm so glad I took that.
Oh, yes.
I hate you. That was going to be my first choice.
The Man I'll Never Find.
God.
With Jesse Collins from the Chemistry Vegas residency. Oh, I'm so glad I took it first.
I hate you.
Oh, man. I feel so much better about my choice. Okay, Nicole, you have the fourth pick in the draft.
Oh,
Like three of my have already been picked.
Oh my goodness.
Like all my first picks were The Man I'll Never Find was gonna be my first pick. So now I'm like scrambling. I am gonna go with Reba, and I'm gonna go with Up to the Mountain.
Good Ooh. Choice.
That's from the Two Worlds, Two Voices tour?
Yes.
All right. Good pick.
That's gonna be my choice.
All right. Pam now has the next two selections.
Okay. All right. My first one is gonna be Recorded. I'm going to go with the duet, the All I Ask of You duet with Josh Groban. That's going to be my first pick. I'm pretty sure I've picked that in like a previous fantasy draft.
That was like the one and only song I had written down for my Recorded.
Well.
Oh, no, I take that back. I had it written in my bonus because I didn't think anybody would remember it.
Remember it.
Dang
okay.
It. And it goes first round.
I think. This is hard. I think my next one is going to be from Justin to Kelly.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick Madness.
Damn you.
That's fine.
I mean, I could have picked any of them, but I just was feeling that one.
All right. Okay, Nicole, you have the next choice.
All right. I think I am going to go with Recorded, and I am going to go with Little Green Apples. Sorry, Rob.
Oh, you're on his bad side.
All right. No, I see how it is.
Choosing violence. Sorry.
Seriously, though, like this podcast has given more love and more attention to Little Green Apples than I think it's ever been given.
Little Green Apples and Secondhand Heart. It has never gotten more love. Neither of them.
It's a great song.
Honestly. Okay. My turn. And boy, I'm trying to think, what else do I need to sneak away before anybody else grabs it? I'm going to go to Christmas. And I'm going to do Santa Can't You Hear Me with Ariana Grande.
Dang it.
Yep.
I like how everyone's just silent. Like,
we're just like, well.
It's going to be a quiet draft today. All right, Chelsea, you have the next pick.
Oh, gosh.
Rob, you'll then have two picks in a row.
Got it.
I'm going to go with Breakaway from the talk show with Sam Smith.
Ooh,
good one.
Good one.
That was on my list. Sorry.
No apologies necessary.
Well, I just feel
all
bad.
Right, Rob. Okay. Don't feel bad.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to go country specific and pick Keeping a Score with Dan and Shay.
Dang it.
You know what? Tit for tat. You took mine, I took yours.
Fair. I was between that and Little Green Apples as my pick.
And I have one more, right?
Yep.
Okay, and so Recorded, I'm going to go You Thought Wrong with Tamira.
Excellent choice.
All right, Chelsea, you are up next.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go with Christmas. And I'm going to say Underneath the Mistletoe with Brittle.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's excellent a good chemistry, one. What can I say?
I know.
No pun intended.
All right, I'm next. And for country, I'm going to take Don't Rush with Vince Gill.
Oh my God, I didn't even write that down. I forgot about that
one.
Oh,
neither did I. Oops.
The one I should have held on to.
Didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah. I had it written down, but it's not a top choice.
I figured Nicole would at least have that one.
I was holding it.
All right, Nicole, you're up.
All right. I'm going to do The Voice, and I'm going to take Winter Song with Jake Hoot.
Good one.
That's really good. That's on my list.
This episode is just going to be me making random noises because my...
I know.
All right, two in a row now from Pam.
Okay, my first one is going to be a talk show one. I might be getting some hate for or I don't know. I'm going to pick Shallow with Garth Brooks.
That was on my list.
I love you.
Okay, so that's my first one. Oh, wait. And then my second one, I'm debating between two right now. I think I'm going to go with the Miscellaneous Live category, and I'm going to go with Free Your Mind with En Vogue.
Oh!
No! Man.
Sorry, Rob.
Oh, I'm so mad.
All right, Nicole, it's back to you.
I am going to go. Just trying to create some drama as I try to decide.
drama!
She says, like, vamping.
All my good ones have been taken already. Like, all my top choices. I'm going to go, okay, random performance. I'm going to go with What Hurts the Most with WrestleFlex.
That was going to be my bonus!
Oh, man. So that's under your bonus. That's your miscellaneous live?
Yes.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
I hear it in my
I still
head.
Love that one.
It's Kelly Clarkson.
What could have been if they recorded it, right? Like, that was the rumor.
Don't get me started. Yep.
So sad, so sad.
So sad.
I'm really hoping that somebody breaks the rules at some point so I can, like, as the keeper of the rules, tell you that your choice is wrong. But so far, everybody's good.
All right. I have one that I think I should probably take because I'm worried that somebody's going to take it. So I'm going to go miscellaneous award show. And I'm taking Everybody Hurts with Pink.
Good one. All right.
All right, Chelsea.
I'm going to choose from the Voice/Duets. And I'm purely picking this one because I love it so much. I don't care if it's popular or not, but I'm going to choose State of Shock with Robin and Stick from Duets.
No, that was on my list. That's a good one.
So good. And
it's good.
I took chemistry before with Brett, but the chemistry between those two.
I know. So even though Robin Thicke's a little questionable, yes. Like the performance,
yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah. Yep, very good. All right, two in a row now from Rob.
Okay, all right. Where do we go? Let's do the talk show. And I'm going to pick, I have so many. You know what? I'm not going to pick what I think Jeremy's going to pick. I'm going to be nice. Because the one I really am going to go with my heart, I like Believe Me Baby, I Lied with Trisha Yearwood. I love that cover.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't choose that one because I know it's your favorite. And I was trying to
be nice. It's my favorite. I love it. Thank you. That's nice. I'm glad some of us are nice in the Zoom.
Rob, what did your mom think Trisha's name was?
Teresa Yearbook.
Oh my god, I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
Okay.
So that was my talk show.
Yep.
And from Justin to Kelly pick is Forever Part of Me.
That was the other one I was going to go with. I was like, you can't lose on either of them.
You know what? I love the Latin vibe of it. Like, when I went with all my friends from grammar school. We were all Cuban, and we loved, as soon as it started, we were like, oh my god, this is a great song. This is amazing. We loved it. We were dancing in the aisles.
Yes!
The 10 of us who were in the movie theater.
I love it.
I love it.
All right, Chelsea, you're up again.
Okay. I'm going to pick On Tour. I guess this could be, actually, wait. This could be Miscellaneous Live, too, but Fast Car with Daughtry?
I think that's miscellaneous because that was not Kelly's show.
That was my pick under Miscellaneous Live, so that's where, like...
Okay.
But, yeah.
You do have your Miscellaneous Live available if you'd like that.
No, I'll pick another one. Yeah, I'll pick another one.
Okay.
I'm going to do another one on tour for nostalgic reasons. I'm going to do Cigarette with Graham.
Yes!
I forgot that. It's funny. I was thinking about...
Oh, Rob's upset. Rob was...
I was wondering if there was a duet between the two of them. I couldn't remember if they ever did, but apparently yes.
It's they did very a mashup of Since You've Been Gone and Cigarette, and it was my bonus, and I'm very sad.
All right. It's up to me. Let's see here. Got all my stuff written down. Looks like only Rob is chosen from movie and soundtrack. So I'm going to go with, for under movie and soundtrack, I'm going to pick 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton.
I didn't even think of that.
From the movie Still Working 9 to 5.
That's
right.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't think of that.
All right, Nicole.
Yes, I am going to go with, I'm going to go On Tour. And I'm going to pick Time After Time with Kelsey Ballerini.
Ooh. Nice. That's a good one. That was the Meaning of Life tour.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the last show. The last show of the tour.
Okay. Nice choice. All right. two from Pam.
Okay, I'm going to go first with my American Idol song. I'm going to pick It Takes Two with Justin. Why not?
First pick from the American Idol category. It was the last category that hadn't had anything picked.
I didn't have a lot of options here. I mean, I guess I could have, but whatever. My next one, I don't know which category to go in.
You have On Tour, Duets or The Voice, Christmas, With Reba, Country, Movie Soundtrack, and your bonus, all available.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with Reba.
Okay.
It's going to be Fancy from CMT Crossroads, because who doesn't love a lot of Fancy?
That's good. That's good. All right, Nicole, back to you.
All right, I'm going to go back to the talk show. And I am between two for this one. I kind of want to choose the one that's going to make Jeremy and Rob sad, but I am going to go with, as my fellow Disney fans, When You Wish Upon a Star as my talk show pick.
Oh, yep. Good one. Cynthia Erivo.
Mm-hmm. I just left that one for you guys because I knew you would fight it out.
Same. I didn't even bother.
That was my top pick, right. But then I changed it.
For my, I don't think that one's going to get taken, so I'm going to hold off on that one. Let's go to The Voice and Duets. I'm going to take You Don't Know Me with John Legend.
Ooh. Oh, Chelsea's like, no.
I'm good.
That's right. You had the Robin one. But you were like.
All right, Chelsea.
I'm going to go with Miscellaneous TV, and I'm going to pick a really complicated one, kind of. But I'm going to do the history of duets with Jimmy Fallon. The whole mashup they did.
Wow. Oh my God. I didn't even think to put that.
That's such a good choice.
Does that qualify, Rob?
Yeah.
I will allow it. That does count. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Chelsea. Gold star.
Awesome.
Yeah. You could have given me 1,000 choices. I would have never come up with that.
No.
All right.
She's done her research yet again. Yes. All right. So, what's going to be taken? You know what? I'm going to go Christmas because I'm worried that Glow will be taken.
I'm going to take Glow. That was going to be my next pick.
That was
going
to be a bonus.
What else do I have?
All right. So, Rob, you still have On Tour, The Voice and Duets, Miscellaneous Live, American Idol, With Reba, and your bonus category. I have a feeling most people are going to leave their bonus until the end.
Yeah. So my On Tour one, no one's going to take any of mine. So I'm going to hold on to that. My Miscellaneous Live, I'm going to pick Does He Love You with Martina.
No! God. Amazing performance. But I am salty.
Yes.
It's still available, though, because she sang it with more than one person.
That's right.
But that version from CMT Giants, so good.
So good. All right, Chelsea, just to give you an update, you have American Idol from Justin to Kelly with Reba, Country, and Movie and Soundtrack, and your bonus category available.
I'm going to do Country, and I'm going to say I Would Have Loved You with Jake Hoop. Somebody picked that already?
No, it was on my list, though.
It was on my list,
but
too.
But the second Jake Hoop song to go off the board.
Wow.
Or as I typed, Jake Hot.
Jake.
With two T's.
It's probably the most attention he's gotten as well.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sorry, Jake Hoot. I actually like you.
Okay. All right. So for me, I still have my recorded, the talk show American Idol from Justin to Kelly with Reba and my bonus category. I'm pretty confident. Well, everybody else has already picked recorded, so I don't have to be in any rush. And everybody's already picked talk show, so I don't have to be in any rush on that one. I'm going to go American Idol since nobody else except for Pam is chosen from Idol. Boy. And I got to say, this is the category I didn't prepare because for some reason, I thought we had gotten rid of the American Idol category. So now I'm a little...
It's very hard. That one was very hard.
It was.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, she doesn't even have a lot of singing time on.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, man.
Like the pick that I really wanted to do, I think she sings for about 3 seconds. So I was like, I don't really know if it, yeah.
Don't you dare.
I already picked mine.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I already picked mine. Sorry. The one I really wanted to do, which I'm sure is probably the one that you're gonna pick.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can I clarify the American Idol category?
Sure.
The American Idol category encompasses American Idol from 2002 through her final appearance on American Idol. So you can choose, and we said this in the group chat, Pam.
Oh,
already.
Damn it.
Then you can choose anything from any Idol appearance, including Vegas and Christmas.
It still makes it hard, though.
No, that opens up a lot more, though. But okay, so I have a question. If at the end no one has picked mine for Idol, can I switch? If no one's picked it. Come on! Fine.
You can always pick it for your bonus.
No, it's not that good. All right, whatever. Hopefully we got some jelly stands listening that like It Takes Two.
I need a rule clarification. The song I'm considering has a very famous person on it with her. However, that person doesn't sing. Does the person have to actually sing?
No.
No, we got rid of that. That rule is gone.
Okay, then for my choice for American Idol, I'm going with Up to the Mountain with Jeff Beck.
Yep.
Great choice.
Great.
That's how you play the game, everybody.
I didn't know. I wouldn't have chosen It Takes Two.
If only you could hear me aggressively pounding on my desk right now. I'm going to have the most niche one. And he took it.
All right. Nicole, you have Christmas, American Idol from Justin to Kelly, country, movie and soundtrack, and your bonus category remaining.
All right. I think I'm going to follow suit with Jeremy and do American Idol. And I am going to take the famous duet, Jesus, Oh, What a Wonderful Child, with Fantasia.
Oh, my God.
Why do we have the same picks?
Same brain.
I love it.
All right, Pamela, two in a row from you.
Okay. I think my first one's going to be Voice/Duets. I'm going to pick her, I don't remember what season this was, from The Voice, You Move, I Move.
Oh.
That note, man. Woo! The note that she does. It's so good.
And who was that with?
A bunch of people from one of the Voice seasons. I don't remember which season it was, but it was like multiple people on her team.
Yeah, it was okay. her whole team.
Yeah.
Team Kelly.
With Team Kelly from blank season.
Yes.
I don't know. Okay. So I have On Tour, Christmas, Country, Movie, and okay. I'm going to pick my Christmas song.
Okay.
I know Rob has a joke here. I'm going to pick Silent Night with Reba and Trisha. Rob.
It's a good pick. I love that version because I really admire that Reba's able to turn the word silent from a two-syllable to a three-syllable word. By calling it a silent night.
Silent.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, go. Nicole.
You know what? I'm going to go back to my bonus category and kind of following Chelsea's lead here, but I am going to go with when Kelly and Ariana Grande were on that Name That Jam show or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. That's My Jam.
That's My Jam. Does that count as a duet? Because when I think that's fantastic.
Yep.
And that's going to be my bonus choice.
Totally. Oh, my God. You guys are so smart.
A game time decision, but I feel like it's a good bonus.
All because of a harmony. She added Ariana added a harmony at the end, and that considers it a duet.
When she does I Will Always Love You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the moment. I'm not bitter.
Yeah, that is, woo.
That's a good one.
I think that's better than mine with Jeff Beck. I mean, I would have never considered even that show. All right, well, Nicole is the first one to take from the bonus category. Let's see here. I think I might, there's still several people who haven't taken from Justin to Kelly or with Reba as of yet. So I better get in here. Let's go from Justin to Kelly. I'm going to take Timeless.
Good one.
Perfect song.
Makes me want to get on a boat.
Every song from that movie is perfect except for Wish Upon a Star. Horrible song, but everything else is A+.
Are we also including what's his name's rap?
Yeah, the rap slaps.
The rap is great. Yeah. How many shots will it take to get me to perform the whole rap next time we're all together?
Oh!
Because well, I can.
I feel like zero.
But I won't.
I feel like one.
I don't have my credit card in front of me, but just picture me slapping my credit card on the screen.
Hey, whatever it takes.
I feel like if Rob wins this, that should be his prize.
That's right.
Or if he loses this.
It should be our prize.
All righty, Chelsea.
Okay, I'm going to go with Reba, and I'm going to go with Love Revival.
Ah, we were talking about this one the other night. Great one. Great.
That's great choice.
Great idea. So thank you for the idea, Rob.
Okay, Rob.
All right, so all of my American Idol picks have been taken, so I'm going to go into like my bottom most rung of American Idol picks and go with the Paula Abdul medley.
Actually,
which I love. It's a lot of fun. They had a great time doing it. You know, the dancing was great. So whatever. You know what? This is how you play the game. It just you pivot.
It's
when you
good. Pivot. And that was it's the good. Top four.
My favorite part of that is he like hands the microphone, like Paula, you take the microphone, and she's like, nope. It's so funny.
And my Reba pick is from Crossroads or Tour. The Greatest Man I Never Knew.
Good one.
Good one.
I love when they do that. Oh, just so everybody knows, all of the I Dare Yous are still in play.
Thank you for clarifying.
Anytime.
Which version is that Greatest Man I Ever Knew?
Let's do Crossroads.
I Never Knew? Okay. All right. Chelsea, you're up next.
I'm going to go with for Justin and Kelly, and I'm going to say Sugar.
Ooh, end credit song. All right.
Very nice.
It should have been in the movie, good. But whatever.
It should have been.
By the way, our miscellaneous live category is the one category that has been completely closed up.
Okay.
All right. Should probably do my Reba song here. Let's see. We've got Greatest Man I Never Knew, Love Revival, Up to the Mountain, and Fancy. I'm going to go with Does He Love You from Crossroads.
Excellent choice. So that's an example. We have two different Does He Love Yous, but we got a Reba and a Martina.
Yep. And two different categories.
And two different categories. Yep.
All right. That closes out our Reba category. Nicole, you've got the next pick.
I am going to go with Justin to Kate, and I am going to pick Anytime, the duet version.
Excellent.
Fate or dumb luck.
It's fate or dumb luck.
I like just when he just starts singing mid-sentence.
Oh, whatever it is, it feels great.
But I could be the one. Okay.
Yes, that also closes out our From Justin to Kelly.
All right. All right. I think it's my turn?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go with the country specific. I'm going to go with You're Drunk, Go Home.
Oh,
I forgot. Good choice.
Yep. Bye. Okay, wait. And then I lost my
And that's
sheet.
And that's
okay.
Kelsey and who else?
Carly Pierce, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm also going to pick my bonus. No, you guys have to correct me if I'm wrong on this. And if I'm wrong, I'm picking a new one. But I think it was a duet on the talk show with Kelly and Jesse with First Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm going to pick that featuring Jason and Jocko.
This actually answers my question about the game I made up about whether or not we could repeat from each category for our bonus. And I think we can.
Yeah. So I repeated my talk show.
Great.
That's my bonus.
Yeah. I feel like the bonus is it can be from any category.
Perfect.
All right. Nicole.
I feel like I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel here, and I'm Googling, like, I can't believe I didn't pick a country song yet, and, like, all my choices have been taken.
So honestly, I have two more, and one is not controversial. I have two more that you can use for my list if you'd like.
I also have two more for my list if you like.
Ooh, intriguing.
I
found one that I think I'll go with, but I think I'll go with Reba and Kelly, the recorded version of Because of You.
Because of You, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah. Also, changing you into like a 16-syllable word. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
All right. That not everybody can do that. Our country. No, it's a talent, man. That's why Reba is Reba. All right. Back to me. I'm not worried about any of the rest of my choices because everybody else has already picked from them. So I'll start from the top. I'll go to recorded, and I'm going to take Foolish Games with Jewel.
Ooh, good one.
That was on my list too. That was off my bonus list until I changed it.
Yep.
Good choice. Good choice.
All right, Chelsea.
I'm going to do soundtrack. And this might be the song that Pam's talking about earlier, but I don't know. It is Since You've Been Gone.
No!
With the Anne Juliet cast from Broadway.
I forgot about that. That's a good pick.
I know. I thought it was a safe choice. I didn't pick it yet. Oh, Chelsea. Like, Rob and I literally just saw this 3 days ago, so I was like, it's top of mind.
Not for me.
Man. Chelsea.
Well, it's not my excellent fault. Choice. Everyone else took mine. So.
Excellent choice.
Impressed. That was good.
All right, Rob, you have On Tour, Voice and Duets, and your bonus remaining.
Okay, so my voice pick, which I'm shocked nobody's picked yet because it's one of my favorites, is Don't Dream It's Over with Bryn Cartelli.
Yeah.
Oh, that was your bonus? Sorry. My On Tour, I'm not worried about at all because nobody's going to take this, but I'm going to pick I'm Moving On with 2005 Heartthrob, Trey Graham.
Damn it!
I love it.
Damn it! That was on my list!
Oh, no.
That's a good one.
Because I actually went and listened to that song last night because I was like, I can't remember what Trey's last name was. Damn it.
So good, right?
I thought that was going to be a Hail Mary at the very end.
Me too. Here we are.
Oh, I am shocked that another person had that on their list.
I had it too.
Dang, man.
Where do you see all the ones I didn't pick? There's so many like deep cuts in there.
Chelsea, you've got your American Idol category and the bonus category remaining.
I'm going to do American Idol. And I'm solely picking this because Kelly sings one song that I'm still bitter about 21 years later. And that is a Burt Bacharach melody where she sings Anyone Who Had a Heart. And I'm still bitter about that she didn't pick that instead of Walk On By. But
all right. For my talk show choice, I'm going with, I got two that I wrote down here. I'm going to go with Almost Paradise with Ann Wilson.
Oh, that was on my list. Good choice.
That closes out that category.
So yeah. My other choice I was going to go with was going to be Hold On with Wilson Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Nicole, you have Christmas and the movie and soundtrack remaining.
I'm going to go with movie and soundtrack just to get rid of it because I am like scribbling here as well. And I'm going to go with Unbreakable from the Ugly Dolls soundtrack.
Excellent. With Janelle Monáe.
Yes.
My students love that song.
It is kind of fun. I do like it.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, Pam, these are your final selections. You have On Tour and movie soundtrack.
Okay. I think for On Tour, I'm going to pick Make It Rain with Bryn Cartelli from the Meaning of Life tour. And my last pick, oh boy, it's the move. Well, my genius idea for Anne Juliet was taken. It's okay. For my movie or soundtrack, I think I'm going to pick Couldn't Be Better. That's from Ugly Dolls, right?
Yep.
Okay. Couldn't Be Better. That's going to be my pick. And that's with like a bunch of people, like, I don't know, Janelle. Yeah, I don't remember.
With cast. Yes. All right, Nicole, your final selection is a Christmas song.
Oh, No, I'm trying to find one that isn't boring. I'm like Googling, like, oh, what happened at Miracle on Broadway in like 2015?
Do you want to look behind me? Want to try to read that?
Yeah. I feel like all the good ones have been taken. So I will go with my grown-up Christmas list with Pentatonix as my final pick.
Good one.
Very good.
Excellent choice. All right, all I have left is my bonus, and my one bonus song that I wrote down got taken. Yeah, and the other song that I have, that got taken really early. All I Ask of You. Man, this is going to be a bad bonus choice.
I know. I am not super confident with my list. I just feel like definitely scraping a lot of stuff here.
I'm just looking at what I have like extra from my other selections.
I still have like a lot of performances I wanted to use, but like I can only use one. So I wish I could share some with you right now.
I have to be honest. I didn't do a ton of preparation on this because I just didn't. So cool. I'm going to go with, man, this is a tough choice.
You can always go with the very controversial yet very popular country song from 2010, which I wanted to pick, but I felt like I couldn't.
No.
Okay. No, we changed out the partner.
Yeah.
I would rather select Since You've Been Gone with Kirk Cousins from the NFL Honors than pick that song. Which I did write down.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to go, you know, I'm just going to pick one of my ones that I had already written down. I'm going to go with Rock With You featuring Eric Hutchinson from the All I Ever Wanted tour.
Not going to lie, if I didn't pick the Brynn one, I was honestly debating between the Brynn and the Rock With You one, so you're welcome.
All right, Chelsea, your bonus is all you have remaining.
I'm torn between two songs, but I think I'm going to be strategic this one. And I'm going to say Slow Dancing in the Dark from the voice duets with D-Smooth.
Oh, good one.
Everyone liked that one. So.
Yeah. That was a good one.
All right, Rob, you have the final choice in our duets / collaboration fantasy draft, your bonus category.
Yeah, I have a lot that didn't get picked. I'm kind of just like torn between a bunch of really niche choices. I'm going to go for my final pick with, I think it was a Kelly-Oke on tour with Eric Hutchinson. And they sang Misery by Pink.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. Like, I like him a lot. I was a fan of his anyway. But together, like, she was impressed the whole time. Like, they had a lot of fun performing together.
Look at Eric Hutchinson getting a couple of songs in the bonus category. Good for him. All right. That concludes our duets / collaboration fantasy draft. I'm going to run down everyone's choices. And boy, bear with me because this is going to take a minute.
Yep.
All right, here we go. For Rob's choices, for recorded, it's You Thought Wrong with Tamira Gray. For on tour, it's I'm Moving On with Trey Graham. For talk show, Believe Me, Baby, I Lied with Trisha Yearwood. For voice and duets, Don't Dream It's Over with Brent Cartelli. For miscellaneous live, it's Does He Love You with Martina McBride. For Christmas, it's Glow with Chris Stapleton. American Idol, it's the Paula Abdul medley with the top four. From Justin to Kelly, it's Forever Part of Me with The Cast. With Reba, it's The Greatest Man I Never Knew. That is from Crossroads. For country, it's Keeping Score with Dan and Shay. Movie and soundtrack, it's Love Goes On with Aloe Black. And his bonus selection, Misery, featuring Eric Hutchinson. It's a good list.
Solid list.
I feel like, Pam, we might need to make some playlists out of these. There's some good stuff here.
I was just thinking, like, you have to save this and send it to me because I have to make a giant playlist.
Absolutely. All right. For Chelsea's selection, recorded was Secondhand Heart with Ben Haynow. On tour, Cigarette with Graham Colton. For the talk show, it's Breakaway with Sam Smith. For the voice and duets, it's State of Shock with Robin Thicke. For the miscellaneous category, it's History of Duets with Jimmy Fallon. It's probably one of the most impressive picks of the entire draft. For Christmas, it's Underneath the Mistletoe with Brett Eldridge. American Idol, it's Anyone Had a Heart, and that's with Burt Bacharach, correct?
It's like a melody. They did like a whole melody of his songs. like the top okay. 10, or I think it's like top 5 or 6.
Okay.
Anything, Anyone Who Had a Heart.
From Justin to Kelly, it's Sugar with The Cast. With Reba, it's Love Revival. And from was that tour or was that?
I think it was tour, wasn't it?
That was tour. Yeah.
And I want to say it was Reno, Nevada, the one I know the video of. So.
And then for country, it's I Would Have Loved You with Jake Hoot. For movie soundtrack, Since You've Been Gone with the Anne Juliet cast. And her bonus, Slow Dancing in the Dark with Dee Smoove. All right, for mine, for recorded, it's Foolish Games with Jewel. On Tour, The Man I'll Never Find with Jesse Collins. For talk show, Almost Paradise with Ann Wilson. Why did everybody just thumbs down?
Because you picked the Jesse Collins duet.
I all wanted it.
I was like, man, what did I do to deserve that? For The Voice and Duets, it's You Don't Know Me with John Legend. For Miscellaneous Live, Everybody Hurts with Pink. For Christmas, it's Santa Can't You Hear Me with Ariana Grande. For American Idol, it's Up to the Mountain with Jeff Beck. From Justin to Kelly, it's Timeless with Justin Guarini. With Reba, it's Does He Love You from Crossroads. For country, it's Don't Rush with Vince Gill. For movie soundtrack, 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton. And for my bonus, it's Rock With You with Eric Hutchinson. And for Nicole's list, from recorded, it's Little Green Apples with Robbie Williams. On tour, Time After Time with Kelsey Ballerini. For talk show, it's When You Wish Upon a Star with Cynthia Erivo. For the voice and duets, Winter Song with Jake Hoot. For Miscellaneous Live, What Hurts the Most with Rascal Flatts. For Christmas, it's My Grown Up Christmas List with Pentatonix. For American Idol, it's Jesus, What a Wonderful Child with Fantasia. For From Justin to Kelly, it's Anytime with Justin Guarini. For With Reba, it's Up to the Mountain from Two Worlds, Two Voices. For country, it's Because of You with Reba. And movie soundtrack, Unbreakable with Janelle Monáe. And for bonus, I Will Always Love You with Ariana Grande. Another fantastic choice. And finally, Pam's choices in our draft. For recorded, it's All I Ask of You with Josh Groban. For on tour, it's Make It Rain with Bryn Cartelli. For talk show, Shallow with Garth Brooks. For the voice and duets, it's You Move, I Move with Team Kelly. For miscellaneous live, it's Free Your Mind with En Vogue. For Christmas, Silent Night with Reba and Trisha Yearwood. For American Idol, it's It Takes Two with Justin. Or from Justin to Kelly, it's Madness with the From Justin to Kelly cast. For With Reba, it's Fancy from Crossroads. For country, You're Drunk, Go Home with Kelsey Ballerini and Carly Pierce. For movie soundtrack, it's Couldn't Be Better with the cast of Ugly Dolls. And for bonus, it's Sisters with Jesse Collins, Jason Halbert, and Jaco Caracco.
All right. These are solid lists, guys.
Everybody has a really good list.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is going to be hard.
I'm just proud we made it through and figured out a choice for all these ridiculous categories.
Pretty seriously. Seriously.
Yeah. Proud of us.
Yeah. There were a couple that I had trouble finding some choices for, but I chalked that up to my ill preparation.
So there were a few that I was surprised like people didn't take.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
We should share those.
Absolutely.
Kind of was surprised no one took The Sun Will Rise or I Hate Love.
I was considering The Sun Will Rise, but I was thinking more strategically.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people don't love that song.
And then also, I was surprised for the Reba category, no one took Sweet Dreams or A Lot Like You.
It was my second choice, Sweet Dreams. I had You Don't Make Me Cry featuring River Rose as like a emergency pick.
Oh, wow.
It counts.
It counts. You're right. You're right.
It does.
Rob, I'm surprised you didn't pick That's Right.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know if I count
That's Right.
But it does count as a collab.
I would say, look, if we can count Jeff Beck on Up to the Mountain, we could have counted That's Right with Sheila E.
My Christmas category also had Silent Night with Tori Kelly, because on the talk show, they made it like sexy Silent Night. It was like not about Jesus. It was like dirty sounding.
And I forgot about her. Didn't they do like the periodic table with like Neil?
They did.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I forgot about that one too.
Yeah, one I forgot about that I'm surprised no one picked was To Make You Feel My Love with Ben Platt, which was so good.
It was on my list.
And also Poison and Wine with Brandi Carlile was on my list.
It was on my list too.
It was like, I could have done like 10 from the talk show alone. Also Songs and Stories. No one picked anything from that.
I was going to, but then I was like, I think everyone's going to. Same. No one did.
I think I might have had maybe one of the more outside choices for songs. And I was going to more do it just as a joke, but I had written down and I didn't do the proper legwork to find the actual title. I don't even know if there's a title for the song, but I was going to do the sexy McDonald's song from The Crazy Ones.
But like, was that even a duet?
Yeah, because she was in the booth with the guy and she's like screaming, oh yeah.
Oh, that's...
Oh, wow.
That is a good
wow,
one.
Wow, that would have been so niche.
I could not eat hamburgers for like a month after that.
Oh my gosh. What else?
I literally did have Since You've Been Gone with Kirk Cousins from the NFL Honors written on
my
list.
That's funny. I thought people were going to pick California Dreamin', and that's one I really wanted to pick, but she barely sings on it.
I don't count that. She can't hear her, basically.
Exactly.
But it's not she's still
there. She's there.
She's there.
Yeah.
I had a lot of like break glass in case of emergency picks, like Timeless with her backup singer, Jacob Luttrell from the Independent Tour.
Why do you know that?
That's right. Jacob did do that with her.
I had to find his name on like an eBay scan of the tour book.
Oh my God.
You know which one I wanted to pick? Because it's just adorable. Was A Night for Hope. Jason's daughter, Kennedy, sang with Kelly. And I think it was called You Have Me. It was the most adorable thing I've ever seen, but it was
that's true.
Yeah. I remember that. That's a good one.
I mean, and technically, we could have done Heartbeat Song from the Chemistry Residency with River Rose as well.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And with Pentatonix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, there's a lot. But
Higher Love with Pentatonix and Sheila E. also, which is an underrated one that was on my list.
Yeah.
And also one I just thought of from, and I think it's from A Night from Hope too, which Jillian Kate, and I cannot remember the name of the song, but it was really good.
Hand Me Downs.
No.
Didn't they do that, or they did?
You still is it? You still want to know what?
Yes. Yeah. That's it. That's the one. That's a good one too. That's a really good one.
The other one they did. It was in a bathroom on tour. It was. I think of. I forget.
Insensitive. Yeah. They all look like the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, they all look like the Powerpuff Girls. Because Kelly has red hair.
Yes.
Kate had brown hair. And Jill had blonde hair. No, it was the other way around. It was Kate had blonde hair and Jill had brown hair.
Which then begs the question, do Almost Famous songs count?
There wasn't any.
There weren't any.
Well, I mean, officially released.
That's funny.
There are some out there.
We could have done some Almost Famous songs.
No, it's
we could have done some
already famous.
Already famous. We could have done some Six Pack songs.
Jeremy, we're not. I don't think we're supposed to be talking about that.
It is so old news. People can Google it if they want to. That is so old news that we are so past that.
Oh God.
All right. Well, now it is up to you guys. We are going to post our draft results on our social media. If you're listening to this first thing on Tuesday, just be patient with us. We're going to wait until more people get a chance to listen so that we don't spoil the entire list. We may even very well post it on Wednesday. So
I'm thinking maybe we'll post it. We'll post something on Tuesday, but I think we can post the actual draft Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that. So keep an eye out for when the actual draft list gets published. When you see that post, you can vote by replying to that particular social media post on who you think had the best draft out of the five of us in our collaborations/duets draft. Nicely done, everybody.
Nicely done. And you can vote once on Twitter, once on Instagram, once on Facebook. We'll probably post it everywhere.
Sure.
Yeah. Post once, you can vote once in each place, and we are not doing voting, you know, candidates, Rob. You're not going to make a vote
you know
for
what?
Rob poster.
Honestly, this time, I don't care. I just can't believe I made it through all these picks. So, you know what? Vote for who you want. I'm just happy I finished. Happy I made it through.
Yes.
Yay. Oh,
nicely done.
Nicely done.
But this also vote for Rob.
No.
Also, I would like to apologize for anything I said.
You were fine. You were very PG. Have a nice
person vote for me, please.
Yes.
I don't apologize.
Rob makes no apologies for himself. Not at all. Well, nicely done, everybody. Chelsea, Rob, Nicole, thank you all for joining us today and taking part in our draft.
Anytime. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening, everyone. As always, you know where to find us. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at Miss Into Podcast. If you listen on the Spotify app, please consider leaving us a rating, and you can also comment on individual episodes. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving us a rating and review. We'll be back next week with a new episode. And until then, hope y'all have a great week. Bye.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening to Miss Into Podcast. Miss Into Podcast was written and produced by Jeremy and Pam. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you'll be the first to know when a new podcast is posted. Find us and continue the conversation at Miss Into Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Find more at missintopodcast.com.